Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Wonderful Approach family. This is Mama 7, and we are on day 11 of devotion. Devotions 2020 has been no joke. All of the devotions are challenging in their own way. And for someone like me that's been doing this for decades, it's still challenging. And part of the reason why that challenge is still there, I believe, is to keep it sharp, keep you on your toes, but also just as we grow and evolve, the tests that we will endure will be different. So when we were in, you know, grade school, we had multiple choice. You had to get pencils and, you know, we got tested like that. When you became, you know, a senior in college, the test may have been essays and, you know, and then when you go to college, dissertations and all of that. So each step of the way, the test reflects where you are in life. So if you feel like you're getting a really hard test, take comfort. That means that God has faith in you. Now, you know, we're the ones supposed to be having faith in God. But God grants us no burden too heavy for us to carry. So knowing that, he has faith that we will be able to endure this test and be able to move forward. So it's kind of interesting to think about the way that God sees us, not just the way that we see God. So if you're feeling extra challenged, or if the challenges seem like a little ridiculous, like, whoa, it's because you've made it to this test. I have to tell you, everybody doesn't make it to the test. God doesn't test everybody because he knows there are some people that are not ready for that test, that are going to fail, that haven't earned the right to stand in those ranks to be tested, okay? Everybody doesn't make it to every test. So, you know, if you are feeling challenged, understand that's part of your growth and development. You know, you can learn as much as you want to learn, but until you pass the test, until you can show, hey, I've learned this lesson, I'm ready to move forward, you're not considered on the next level. With all levels, there are tests, and we shouldn't run from the test. Don't run from the test. Don't run from the challenge. If you've done your work, if you study, if your prayers are in, if you got all this going on, there's nothing for you to be worried or fearful of. Move forward confidently, knowing that you have prepared yourself for this test. So, you know, I just wanted to share that with everybody this morning. Don't back down from them challenges. You know, look at them square as they are. Evaluate them for what they're trying to teach you in this moment. And then keep moving. You know, what they may have been trying to teach you is how not to get caught up in somebody else's drama. You know, they may be here to teach you how to maintain your peace in the middle of a storm. You know, how do you stay calm when it may feel like everything around you is just squirming and swimming, you know? How do you stay strong when you are facing challenges that you didn't even know existed? So in the middle of that, you know, hold tight to yourself, hold tight to your prayers. Know that God has not set you up for failure. You know, he doesn't run around torturing us, you know. He prepares us. We get the test. We get to move forward, okay? So, you know, yesterday we were at spiritual discipline, you know, and that's such an important understanding and aspect. And when understanding spiritual discipline, we had to understand the things that go into discipline. Consistency, hard work, to me, a little bravery, honesty, you know. There are quite a few things that you need in order to be disciplined, especially spiritually disciplined. You know, so as we start today's journey, we're going in with a more disciplined mindset, okay? We're going in, hopefully, with some stronger commitments than we had yesterday. You know, I speak often about the why. Why are you here? Why are we doing this? Why are you doing all this work to make presentation to God? You know, are there some things that you know in your life that you're supposed to be working on? And, you know, you keep thinking about putting it off till tomorrow. I'll put it off till fall. I'll put it off the next year. Or worse, I'll put it off till Mama Seven says I got to do it. I'm like, wait a minute. Don't be putting me in that. You know you got to do it. So, you know, so we come in with the mindset that we have recommitted to ourselves. We've recommitted to our spiritual journey. We've recommitted to being the citizens that we should be here at this earth marketplace, okay? And so as we're going through that, we move into day 11. And day 11 falls on a Monday, okay? And so Mondays tend to be a little challenging. If you're going to see the challenge, it's going to be on Monday, okay? My challenges don't wait throughout the week. They start Sunday night and be waiting for me come Monday. But, you know, Mondays can be a little difficult. And today's concept, today's ponder, today's journaling is God's beauty. And when I saw that, I was like, amen for that. You know, God's beauty is that breath of fresh air. You know, I talk about there would be times when maybe 10 years ago, life was not smooth. It was not easy. It was extremely rough. And I'm going through this challenge and that challenge back to back to back. And I would come outside and the birds would be singing. And I'm like, y'all came out to cheer me up. I appreciate that, you know. The flowers would be blooming. I'm like, oh, do flowers be bloomed to try to make me feel better? Okay, all right, well, let me get myself together, seeing how I have all of these beautiful signs around me working so hard for me. Now, I can't really say that these birds were employed just to cheer my mood, but they did. They gave me a chance to look at God, look at life from a higher perspective. They allowed me to see the beautiful things, even through the challenges that God had put into my life. And I was like, you know, I swear I can see this problem. It's real, real present, real in my face. It's not letting me look around it. But, you know, if I focus on the beautiful things that are here, this mountain shrinks every time I do that. You know, this challenge, this hardship, this whatever, gets smaller and smaller every time I focus on the beautiful things, the gifts, the blessings that God has put in my life. And so that God's beauty, when looked at with disciplined eyes, can really be that motivator to help you to push forward. You know, we had joy early. And so we already know, as we're going through this journey of devotion, you know, we have our bag, we have our box, we have whatever we have. We have our toolbox, whatever. And each day we should be adding aspects of each of these components. Each day there's something that these components have to teach us personally. You know, not a wonderful approach, you know. Not Mama Seven. Mama Seven is journeying with you. I am with you in this. I am going through the challenges with you. You know, I happen to have the microphone, but I trust me, I also have all of the challenges that we all have. So this is a wonderful, you know, I'm here to be this transparent model, sometimes what to do, sometimes what not to do. But I am going through this with you, all right? But every day you need to be taking something from that concept and adding it to your box. Add it to your toolbox, your bag, your whatever you got, whatever you're using, you need to be adding to it. And so when we think about God's beauty today, think about those that just kind of help you to understand some of the simpler things in life, some of those things that bring you joy, and those things that are close to you that if you weren't looking, you may have avoided them. You know, if you have a young child in your life that their giggle just sends you over the edge, you know, that's part of God's beauty. You know, that's part of the wonderful things that God puts in our life to help us push forward. You know, spend some time admiring nature. It's all at 85 degrees in South Georgia. We are not playing. So everything is super green and the colors are popping and the sky is a perfect shade of blue. And yesterday I just sat out there and I was like, this is life. This is what I'm talking about. You know, and I am not arrogant in thinking that God set all this backdrop up for me, but I am appreciative of the backdrop that is there. And I take it personal to imagine, to think, to understand how God's beauty is working, you know what I'm saying? Those precious things. So, you know, today spend some time in that. You know, take a minute to jot down those things that are beautiful. You know, friendships can be beautiful. Nature, oh my goodness, can be beautiful. You know, anything that has given you joy, and that joy, we know that's that internal button, can be beautiful. So allow yourself the opportunity to, you know, really, really, really look what's around you and look and put value on those things that we may underestimate on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Those specialties, those kindness that people have for us, you know, that's beautiful. That's beauty. And God takes the time to put all that in motion for us. And so, you know, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. So today, God's beauty is an easy concept to get. Please spend some time in your journal writing about all of the beautiful things that you see in your life and that you know God has placed there. You know, and sometimes it's placed there in such a way where it'll almost trip you up. Like, if I find feathers, oh, my God. If I find a feather, you would have thought that God had birthed that bird just for me, just to land that feather there, because it's just so exciting, you know. They're treats to me. They are, for those people I have shared feathers with, I need you to understand that's a very important part of me that you are now walking around with. So, you know, those types of things, the things that make you smile, you know. And then also, let's think about preserving this beauty, okay? So if we have something that is bringing joy and creating this for us, you know, these beautiful moments, let's preserve them. You know, that's how you are respectful to God's beauty. You know, preserve them. You know, if you can, everybody needs flowers for their shrine and everything like that. But, you know, let's not go crazy plucking all the flowers. Let's leave some of the flowers so that they may continue to grow and be beautiful. I strongly suggest natural things on your shrine. You don't always have to go get cut flowers. You know, the things that we see, we talk, I speak all the time about not leaving stuff on the ground. You know, let's take care of nature as it takes care of us. And this morning I was in prayer and meditation, and all I could think about was that water ritual we have coming up. And Spirit is so excited about the work that's going on behind the scenes. You know, we're still behind the scenes, family, but, you know, very soon you will see all that there is and all that we've been working on, and we're going to get to the water and have, you know, the water is, to me, one of the most beautiful things that God allows us to witness. And it has a function, yes, and it has a primordial function. And, you know, it is amazing. But to me, it is absolutely, you know, one of the most beautiful places to be is right at that water's edge. And I'm looking forward to it. And a lot of my writing, I've done a lot of writing about Sapelo Island, about those lowland islands, you know. And so when we get to the islands, it is just everything. It's everything. It is so beautiful to me. So spend some time today thinking about and writing down, jot down those things that create beauty in your life and those things that you're thankful to God to even be able to experience. And, you know, I'm hoping everyone has a good, strong Monday. Try to be at your strongest right here. Because, as you know, as the week goes by, it gets a little more difficult. I'm so proud of all of the work that's being done. I mean, people are getting it in. They are not letting all of these little bad habits win, you know. And speaking to people all day, all this weekend, and still, you know, I can tell, you know, we're getting into the fast, getting a little tired, possibly. And I'm just saying, hang in there. You got it. We'll get it. It's going to be good. So continue to keep up the good fight. Keep up the good fight. It takes 21 days to make a habit. So some of these things, we're creating positive habits in our life, okay, to allow for that energy to come and to do what it needs to do in your life. All right, so the prayer for today, God's beauty. God of the universe, we thank you for your many good gifts, for the beauty of creation and its rich and varied fruits, for clean water and fresh air, for food and shelter, animals and plants. Forgive us for the times we have taken the earth's resources for granted and wasted what you have given us. Transform our heart and mind so that we would learn to care and share, to touch the earth with gentleness and with love, respecting all living things. We pray for all of those who suffer as a result of our waste, greed, and indifference. And we pray that the day will come when everyone has enough food and clean water. Help us to respect the rights of all people in all species, and help us to willingly share your gifts today and always. Amen. I love that prayer. We don't spend enough time praying and focusing on the earth, in my opinion. I love that prayer and the humbleness and the gentleness it speaks of. And so finishing that up, I'm going to do the Lord's Prayer. And for all of those that have prayer as part of your contribution that you're working on, your goal, please stick to that goal. Once you say to the universe, I'm going to work on prayer, there is an expectation that you are creating. You know, your angels are working on this with you. Your ancestors are getting excited because they see you standing up and taking some of those very important adult steps, okay? So don't say that you're going to do spiritual things and then don't do them. Please don't. once you have made a commitment, once you said out loud, once your spirit has accepted the assignment, please be diligent in it, okay? So we've done this prayer as part of devotion once. We'll do it again. You know, I encourage everyone that has that prayer as a goal, say your prayers daily, before the call, after the call, whatever. But make sure that you're putting effort and energy into it. Don't fall off with that. That is your lifeline to God. And with that lifeline, you can accomplish all things. So it's very important that we strengthen that, okay? So going into the prayer, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness in his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Family, please have a wonderful day. Looking forward to hearing from a couple of people, and we will speak more soon. Peace.